78-70, lead over at Meridian Park Hospital.
70-70, Julie, how can I help you?
Yes, I was just doing a walkthrough of my bus, and there's a spill on two seats in the floor. First thought, it's like a really watery, like pork and beans chili thing, but I also can't rule out that it was throw up.
Okay, if you have any kind of newspaper or paper towel, then maybe you can get it cleaned up. I could see if I could find a garage bound to trade you into. I have an extra service, but he had to finish a run for an operator who marked off ill. So if you can clean it up the best that you can, that would be awesome.
There aren't gloves on the bus, are there?
There should be some in your accident in your pouch, in the accident packet. There should be some in there. And if not, then that's why maybe use paper towel or newspaper and just kind of pick it up that way. That's another way I would do it.
It's really wet, like, I don't know, at least 8 ounces of just straight water mixed in, but I'll do my best.
Yeah, if you can. I mean, you know, if all else fails, and just put paper or newspaper over it, and just have people stay out of those seats, and then just put it over the floor where it is on the floor, and then you can just tell the spotter when you get back that, because I don't think that truck will still be downtown. We can try to find you a garage bound, but like I said, it's going to be a little bit up the road. And 7870, I don't know, is there something that you can deal with until I can get you a trade?
I'm not seeing any gloves, so I will throw down some paper towels and I think this biohazard sticker, and maybe that'll keep people out.
All right, and I will let you know when and where and with who you're going to trade with, okay?
Copy that, thank you.
Thank you, at 1930.